Greg, over the past 7 years, McCormick & Schmick stock has soared as high as nearly $30 a share. It's fallen as low as under $2 a share. And during all this time, analysts have recommended that people buy it. They've recommended people hold it. But it wasn't until just recently when the deal was announced to sell the company to a Houston-based restaurant chain for $8.75 a share that one analyst said that you should sell the stock.
That's true. I find it really fascinating. If you were an owner of the stock last week and you saw the buyout occur and it was you suddenly increased your share of the value in your stock by about 35%, and you may be thinking, wow, what a terrific deal. But in fact, first of all, investors got killed in this deal because the stock once traded at $30 just a couple of years ago.
And was there anybody at $30 a share saying, hey, it's a great time to sell?
Well, you know what's odd about that? There were about five analysts who said, wow, this is a terrific deal. This baby's going to the moon. And so all the analysts' opinions were buy. You mentioned it, out of 25, there's only been one sell. You know, in the case of McCormick's, there's never been, while the stock was kind of in play here the last 7 years, there's never been an analyst who even said the stock will underperform. It's just remarkable how that occurs fairly often.
And how often is that?
Well, when you look at the recent statistics that I just saw, 97% of all analyst recommendations are not to sell. Only 3% of all analyst recommendations are sell. Now, think about that. Does 97% of the stocks go straight up or even inch up? I don't think so. I think a lot of stocks run into trouble from time to time. But what happens is analysts are afraid to say the word sell. They're afraid that they're going to offend their big clients who they once told to get into the stock. They're afraid they'll make the little guy angry because he bought the stock. They're especially afraid of offending the company. They don't want to say anything bad about the company. So instead of saying sell, they say nothing normally. They drop the stock.
Well, then why do we pay attention to securities analysts? Obviously, there's something wrong with the analysis.
Well, a lot of people don't pay attention. I think that analysts can give you kind of the fundamentals of the company, and you can pay attention to that. But when it comes to that word buy or outperform, you need to be a little bit careful. You look at when a stock is near its high, everybody says buy. Virtually no one says sell.
Sounds like you really need to keep in mind that old adage, buy low and sell high. So if the stock is high, forget what the analysts say. Take your profit if you got one.
That's true. And I like to call this deal not a takeover, but a take under, because so many people will wind up having to sell the stock below the price they bought it at.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.